Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio with Stone Payton and John Baker. John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP Board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia, 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation. And now, get ready for Biz Rocket Radio. Here's Stone Payton and John Baker.
Welcome to Biz Rocket Radio. This is John Baker here on another beautiful day here in Atlanta. Our show today is going to be focused on a couple of individuals whose businesses actually are helping other business owners and in some situations, I would imagine, executives. So we're looking forward to that show. On the show, the focus of our show is working with executives and business owners and really learning from them the experiences that they've had in the past, some of the successes, some of the challenges that they've had. And today, we've got Donna Lang, and Donna is a business coach and social media strategist. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Donna.
Great to be here. Thank you, John.
And Ray Barrett, and Ray is the owner and president of Life's Canvas. So, Ray, welcome on.
Thanks a lot.
So, maybe, Ray, I'll start with you. Maybe you could tell us a little bit of background on you. We chatted a little bit before the show, and he's got a diverse background, to say the least. So, tell us where you came from.
Okay, great. I never really had the opportunity or haven't taken the opportunity to really tell my journey, so I'd be glad to do that. I'm from upstate New York. Grew up with I had four siblings, really fun upbringing. And kind of the journey of where I am today is I always wanted to help people spiritually and attend to people in their spirituality, which led me to study for priesthood. I grew up Catholic and still am Catholic. So I went into seminary, which I absolutely loved. But the discernment part was very, very challenging to me. And I share this because it's really important in terms of what it is that I do and how it is that I help people. Because in discerning priesthood, Catholic priests can't get married. So I felt called to two different things, priesthood and marriage. And it was a really, really challenging struggle. And how to figure out where to go with that was very difficult. So the process that I went through to be able to discern what was right for me and what I was being called to really changed the whole way that I look at things. And it really inspired me to help people with the same process because it was so meaningful for me to get down to the real bottom and core of what it is that I really wanted for myself and how to live my life authentically. And I find that so many people I come across really struggle with that. And they struggle in multiple areas of their life because they're not clear on that fundamental thing. I find that with people with business and relationships and all sorts of things. But my journey to get to where I am now in coaching led from seminary to getting into a PhD program in economics because I was simply really skilled at that. So after finishing economics and a master's in economics and finance and working in that for a bit, I love to study and understanding and helping people, but not the day-to-day work in numbers.
Right.
So then I got into chaplaincy, which I did that for about 4 to 5 years, where I was training to be a chaplain supervisor, which is a lot about adult education and really helping people explore themselves and deal with difficulties and trauma. And then I transitioned to doing psychotherapy. I became a licensed therapist here in Georgia, which I really enjoyed because I help people heal from the past in ways that are really holding them back, people going through really difficult things. And what led me to coaching, John, is that I really want to help people in their whole life. And what I find is, you know, therapy is about healing, but I really want to help people make wise decisions and move forward. And again, the only way that we could do that effectively is to really get to the core of ourselves. And a lot of people are sort of afraid to go there, to the spiritual part of themselves, and really get down to what's important to them. So in my coaching, I'm able to kind of incorporate all this. I'm able to help people master their own psychology and heal emotionally and mentally and help them overcome things that are holding them back, able to help them really explore the fundamental parts of themselves, their spirituality, and then help them make really wise and effective business decisions, which I've learned in business school. And I find that holistic picture is really what people are looking for. And it's really what helps people be successful. And when they kind of get a grasp of that stuff, they're really able to move forward. So I love the work that I do. And I'll tell you more when we get to it, how I met Donna and the event that we have coming up that plays a part in helping people get to where it is that they want to be in business.
Why do you think it's such a struggle for people to identify what that focus is and you know what their kind of life's purpose is all about?
I think, to be honest with you, it's that people are kind of fearful to go to that deep part of themselves, which often is kind of quiet, and they have to let go of all the distractions. So a lot of things come our way in terms of, gee, this looks good, this looks attractive, this is what I should do, this is the roles that I'm playing in my family and society. These are the things that are valued in my atmosphere. So there's a lot of pressures to go in different directions. But for someone to go interiorly and really get to that quiet spot in themselves, a lot of people don't have that experience and they're uncomfortable with it. They're uncomfortable with that quiet, and they're not sure what they're going to find when they get there. So this is true. I think it's just human nature. And throughout history, we've had people to help to walk with each other to that space of quiet, to let them know that it's going to be okay. You know, we've had soul friends and spiritual directors and all sorts of people throughout history that help us get there, because the journey could be scary because it's unknown. But when we get there, it's really eye-opening. And then it takes kind of accountability and spiritual discipline to really be a good steward of that, to be a good steward of who we are and how we were created.
When you get there with somebody, when they discover what that place is, and mm-hmm. and they accept what that's all about, how have you seen that transform or help them with their business life, which is clearly mm-hmm. what your practice is all about, taking that as you call it, a journey, and then bringing it to a point where it helps them to be more successful in their current life's ambitions.
Mm-hmm. Well, one way I'll give you a couple examples. There was one gentleman that I was working with. He was very dissatisfied with his job. The reason why he was dissatisfied with it is he was dissatisfied with the work environment. So in meeting with him, we looked at his whole life, what inspired him, what drove him, role models, all that kind of stuff, to really tap into who it is that he really is, and how is it that he wants to live his life. And what came of that was he started his own business. Because what he found out was that he loved customer service, and he's awesome at customer service. He's awesome at relating to people. So what he did is he quit his job and he started his own business. It's La Vista Painting. He has his own painting business and it's doing really, really well. So for him, it was starting his own business where he could run it the way that he wants, and he could create the environment for his customer that he wants. In other ways, I work with some clients who, in their job, they're stressed out, they're overwhelmed, and just helping them get in touch with what's important to them, what they bring to the table, allows them to let go of all the other pressures it allows them to set their own boundaries at work. So in communication with their boss or their staff or their employees, and allows them to free themselves up to live out their business in the way that's true to them. So it just really frees people up. And then also in business, what happens in business is usually people in business, as I'm sure you know, it's entrepreneurs. It's us people like myself that have billions of ideas and we're kind of like chasing after all these things. But helping them tap into fundamentally, what is it that you want to offer to people? How is it that you specifically really want to help people? And identifying that and holding to that and creating your business with that focus allows you to let go of all the distractions. Because when we get distracted, we end up being ineffective, which you know, again, ties into the event that we have coming up with, is which is strategic planning for someone's marketing. And what that does is when we don't have a strategic plan, we chase after all these ideas and possibilities of how we're going to do things, and we just kind of wing it. Whereas when we come up with a plan that is grounded in who we truly are and what it is that we want to offer, we're able to kind of stick to that and let go of all the other stuff that comes our way.
Yeah, that's great stuff. If you've been working with somebody who's going through that process, is that typically someone who comes to you? Because it sounds like you're working not only with entrepreneurs and business owners, but also people that are working in, corporate America,
right,
as well. Is that also somebody that might come to you for help?
Yes. Yep. And I do a lot of career coaching. I love coming up with, I love education. So I came up with a process called the 5 D's, and it kind of walks a person through their career development. I work with a lot of people in career and help them get to where it is that they want to be in career.
Good stuff. So with your process, is it something that takes a while? I mean, if somebody came to you and said, hey, look, Ray, I want to go through this whole process with you, but man, I am running with 600 different directions, and how am I going to get all this done? What does it take to actually make it happen?
It does take a little bit of time, and I feel the pressure a lot of times from clients just to, hey, let's just make it happen, right? Let's just snap our fingers and overnight.
Yeah, get me to that place like right now.
Right.
15 minutes I'm between meetings, okay? Let's make this happen, right?
You got it. And it's a real temptation. The problem with that, though, is when we skip steps, we end up not being effective. So part of my job as a coach is to hold people accountable to really work in the process so that they're going to get there. So it depends on where people are. If someone really needs to find out what is it that they really want for themselves and their business, then I'll walk them through a process to get there. And it depends on where they are in their own spiritual development and maturity in terms of how long it takes them to get there. Other people, they know what they want. They're passionate, and they simply need help focusing and help planning. Other people are simply struggling with a particular issue at work, and they need to learn the skills of how to communicate effectively, how to set boundaries. So I train them on that. Other people don't know how to manage their own emotions, and they'll accomplish that and be able to function at work and in their business with their employees and with their leadership. I have a leadership model that I teach people. So it really depends. But if someone's going from day one, hey, I know that I have something to offer, but I'm not quite sure which direction to go into, help them determining that. Takes a little while. It takes, maybe 5-6 sessions. And then helping them create the business model, again, could take a couple months to really come up with the business plan, the strategy, the financing, the marketing, and all that kind of stuff. And then helping them live that out, I see people throughout the process to really make sure that they're getting there. And that could go on for years. I have some clients that I've been seeing for over 2 years. And what I do is I just see them periodically.
Now are you like a licensed therapist now? Can they turn this in with insurance and stuff or what?
I am
licensed therapist, business expert and priest. So there's got to be able to turn that in for insurance somewhere.
Yeah, right?
Someone's got to pay for
this. Yeah, with the licensed therapy, people can turn the therapy into insurance. But with the coaching, of course,
not
they
so
can't.
Much.
That's right.
Just got to depend on how they're going to put that down on their expense sheet,
maybe,
right?
Maybe we could change the insurance and have them include coaching, which I really wish they did, because people would have a lot less health problems if they got coaching.
But. Right, right. So if somebody was deciding to come and talk to you, what's the determining factor that you typically find where they get to the point they say, you know what, I need some help. I need someone to help kind of with this process.
It has to do with, I guess I would say, character. I don't know that it's a specific point, because some people get to a really bad point in their life and they still sabotage themselves without getting the help that they really need. It's usually the people that know that, hey, I need help and I'm going to get it and I'm going to be effective. So they're usually optimistic and they know that when they get help, they're going to be successful, and they are. They're successful. The people that kind of hold back, oh, I don't want to spend money on coaching, they're usually people say, oh, I don't want to spend money on marketing or a business plan or whatever, and they're not successful. So it's really hard to get those people that really need the help to get the help. It's usually the people that know how to be successful, know how to seek the appropriate help, that get it, and then they are successful.
So you can set them. I'm starting to see how you guys work together. So you can set them up from an idea of kind of where it is they want to go. They're well grounded. They have an idea of how they want to make themselves successful. And then Donna works on the marketing side of things and making sure that they're off and running with the branding and with using social media and all that good stuff.
Well, it's a little bit more than that, but you're definitely
I'm
on the
right track.
You're definitely on all the right track. Thanks for getting that.
Sometimes
yes.
Not the sharpest pencil in the box, but I catch on.
Yeah, so you're right on.
Donna, you've been quietly patient over there. Maybe a little bit about background on you. How did you come to where you are right now?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I founded Smart Tools Coaching and Training Company in 2004. And I'm known as the air traffic controller for entrepreneurs, helping them to stay focused so they can take the right kind of actions for greater results. And way back in my early days, I always had a passion for creating the win-win. When I was 4 years old, I said, you know, let's go ahead and take the leaves in the neighborhood, color them all different kinds of colors and sell them for $5.05 a leaf, right? I mean, I had this entrepreneurial spirit
back from at four.
A very young
4 years
age.
Old, you're hitting up the neighbors for the petrified leaves.
Right, exactly.
Fantastic.
And I always felt that there was this entrepreneurial spirit that combined the win-win. You know, let me go ahead and make things different for you, make a difference in your life. And, oh, in return, there's going to be something that is going to happen, whether it's monetary or a commitment or a next step. And so that's kind of been with me throughout my life. I was a psychology major in college and spent many, many years as a top sales performer in corporate America. And all throughout my career, I would always get feedback. You know, you really are not a typical salesperson. You really do care. You really do care about your customers.
It's not in it for the commission, right?
What a concept, exactly. And so from that point on and throughout my coaching or my sales career, I went to the Coaches Training Institute to get my coaching training. I'm DISC certified, so it's really important to leverage and understand your communication skills. So I use that in my practice. And I started off as a life coach, but I've evolved over the years into a business coach because, quite frankly, you know, wouldn't you agree who you are in business is who you are in life,
mm-hmm.
right?
So how did you make that? This is always curious to me because I have a lot of clients of my own and also people that I talk to on the show that made that jump from corporate America to that entrepreneurial or their own business or something like that. How did you, A, decide to make that change, and B, what experience did you have going through that process?
Well, you know, in corporate America, I was called upon to coach and mentor other sales reps. So it was sort of a natural way of being. And I observed, now that I'm thinking about it kind of out loud, I was educating I was inspiring. I was informing. I was engaging. And that's kind of what you're doing in social media, and you're educating. You know, you're inspiring. You're entertaining. So I was doing that all the time. I just really didn't connect the dots until social media came to being. Mm-hmm. But when I was in corporate America, I was very effective in getting people very comfortable about their strengths. So I was able to connect the dots and help them see the dots between who they are and how they can apply that to an action that got results. I often say, when people say, what do you do for a living? I say, you know, I help small business owners get the BBR. And people say, well, what's a BBR? I help business owners get better business results. Because it's all about results. You know, you can break it up, and I can talk about my coaching experience and how, you know, the first step is to discover, you know, all the things about yourself through assessments and inquiry, and then to clarify what matters to you the most, and then to come up with an action plan and then implement it. And my job is to hold you accountable. I'm your success partner, you know, and I am so committed to that. You know, at the end of the day, it's still about results. And that's why SMART Tools Coaching is about the SMART goals model, S-M-A-R-T, we all know it. S is you've got a specific goal. M, it's measurable. A, it's actionable. R, it's realistic or reasonable. And T, it's time-bound. So, you know, a lot of us, especially the entrepreneurial spirit, I'm sure you'd all agree out there listening, you've got these ideas that keep on giving birth to new ideas that keep on giving birth to twins and quadruplets when it comes to ideas. But how do you take the idea that's going to generate the kind of results that you're looking to achieve? And that's what I do. I help people get very, very clear about what they want to achieve, and then I hold them accountable. And I do that in a lot of different ways. One thing that I birthed was my passion about internet marketing. I used to sell internet marketing years ago when I was in the sales role.
Back in corporate.
Back in the corporate days, right? And I learned the do's and the don'ts of internet marketing. There were a lot of don'ts that were time consuming. And suddenly, social media evolved. And I got very, very excited about it, but I would attend teleclasses and webinars and workshops. And I, knowledgeable about internet marketing, I would even walk away overwhelmed. And so I thought, you know what? Let me go ahead and come up with a plan, come up with a system that would help busy entrepreneurs leverage social media in 30 to 60 minutes a day so they can focus on their core business and still attract the right kind of traffic that they're looking for, right? And so I created a system that looked at three major problems that most entrepreneurs face. They don't have time, they don't know what to write about, and they don't know how to automate social media or their messages on social media. So I created a program that contains a content management system that you can use that will be very specific about the topics that relate to your business, wants to look at.
Let me ask about that for a second. So
sure.
Social media, and we've had a lot of people on the show talk about social media, and it's obviously a huge buzzword. And everyone's trying to do it, and everyone doesn't know what they're doing. I've heard if I've talked to one person, I've talked to 100 that said, I'm blogging, but I'm not. I started a blog and I did it once and I can't do it again, or I just haven't gotten around to it. And here's one that's guilty of it right there. In fact, last week we were talking about it, didn't we?
Hello.
Yeah. So Alan, our producer, actually started a blog and he was guilty of not doing it. So what do you tell your clients, without giving away the secret sauce, about using social media effectively?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, here's, and I want to tell a story. In fact, I'll illustrate that by telling a story about how Ray and I met. This is a great story. It's called Connecting the Dots. Okay, because it's really about what we're experiencing here. You eventually want to have this kind of connection. We're looking into each other's eyes. We're really having this kind of connection. But if you're taking the online connection, you're eventually going to want to convert it to an offline connection, which is what we're experiencing mm-hmm. today. So I was online, and this is how this whole story began, and this illustrates how social media is so powerful. Kathy Stover was a gal that I've been tracking on Facebook. So I emailed her, and I said, you know, we've got a lot in common. There's synergy here. let's go ahead and have an initial conversation. In my social media pledge, which I teach, the goal is to connect with at least one person a week and then develop that relationship. Kathy was my one person for that week, right?
Right,
and
right.
So we became very, very close. We started off talking, and she said, you've got to put your name into this contest. Go back on Facebook and check out Craig Duswald. He used to be with Guns N' Roses. He was their manager. I'm like, woohoo! And now he evolved that role into a marketing expert. It's called How to Be a Rockstar. It's Rockstar Bootcamp. So put your name in. You might win. And I won. Do you think Kathy might have had something to do with it? We'll never know. But I won the contest. I got to go to a $2,000 3-day workshop for free because I won the contest on Facebook. And there I met Kelly Bass. Kelly Bass had a table there, and she was so delightful. She's another coach. We started talking. We developed the relationship after the event, and one day she called me up and she said, you know, there's a guy by the name of Ray Barrett in Atlanta, and he is looking for a social media consultant or a social media trainer because his clients need social media training, and he wants to put together an event to invite his clients. And I thought, great. We met, and then we created an event together. I'm the presenter, you know, I'm the designer of the event, and he is the host. And so we put our heads together to put something together that not only delivers content, that's not only fun and invigorating, but it also showcases 12 other local business owners that are offering door prizes. So it really hits those three important elements.
Free stuff.
That's right. And it goes back to the whole idea, which is what social media is all about, to engage, to educate, to entertain, the three E's, and to inspire. You can do that here too, which is what you're doing. When you're doing social media right, you're doing a connection, you're creating a connection using those four elements.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach how to do that in three ways. Creating content that creates that sticky factor. You know, the art of engagement. When people want to come back for more, that's the sticky factor. So I'm going to be talking about that on September 27th. And people will walk away with a plan, which is number two. How do I manage my day? I don't want to be living online. I've got a job to do, right? And so people will walk away with a social media plan that allows them to use social media in 30 to 60 minutes a day with relevant content. That's the key. And then I'm going to teach them a tool that will allow them to automate the whole process so they
That's
can...
That's the key right
that
there, right?
That is the key. And if they need additional help, then they can go ahead and continue with me after the event. But you know what? If they never continue with me, which I think they will, they will be able to walk away with a plan they can implement the very next day. And it's all about results. It's all about connections. It's all about using your time in a really smart way and leveraging social media so it doesn't manage you. You want to manage it as another tool in your marketing arsenal.
I'm going to get to this workshop in a second because it sounds really cool. But tell me more about your clients. Who comes to you? Who is the person that says, wow, you know, I need some help in this area?
Yeah, my target audience are primarily professional services business owners, small business owners that have been in business for 2 to 3 years or beyond. Now there is an exception. Occasionally people will come to me and say, you've been doing this since 2004. I want to start. I want to leave corporate and start a business. So I will help them. That is so much fun. One of my clients went from 112 likes to over 1,000 likes on her Facebook fan page in 4 weeks. You know, and why is that important? Because these were quality likes that are going to help her to bring her program to the next level. So yeah, I mean, most of my folks are experienced business owners in professional services arenas. And they're at a point in their business where they've been reasonably successful, but they've hit a roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
And they need A, perspective, B, another insight, C, they need to get shaken up a little bit. Because, you know, when you're in it,
yeah,
can you really see it?
Yeah, it's hard to see the forest through the trees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. And if somebody is coming in and saying, you know, I need to figure out what in the world to do with this with not just social media, but kind of overall a whole process, right? Mm-hmm. A whole plan of attack to take my business to the next level. Kind of the same question I talked to Ray. What's the experience that they go through?
Yeah, there are two lanes that I run in. I'm a business coach, and I'll talk about that in a moment. And I'm also a business skills trainer. The four training opportunities that I offer include social media strategy, which is my sweet spot.
Yeah, so that's kind of its own little lane you talked about, right?
Yes.
All right.
And the three other trainings that I offer include communication to win using DISC. Because communicating is really, really key. How can we speak into your listening? Or said another way, how can you hear me? How can you hear my message if I don't really understand your communication style?
So for people who don't know, tell us more about DISC.
Yeah, DISC is a great tool. Are you familiar with it?
I am.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do you know what your DISC is?
I've done it before, but I can't remember exactly.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember
it's cool. Yeah,
when
absolutely.
You got the results, was it right on target?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
That one wasn't. Oh. The one that I took, I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't think that's me.
Okay.
But you know what? Maybe it was, and I was just not willing to accept it.
I know my DISC.
What is yours?
That's Alan.
I'm a high I and a D.
Of course you are. You have to be. And how about your S and your C? Is it off the page?
I don't think I have
it. Oh, see, there it goes. You and I are... He's my brother from another mother over there.
All right.
Yes, you are.
So tell us more about this.
Okay, well, I'll break it down for you because the listeners might want to kind of take pause too and kind of figure out where they are. And then I'll give you an example of how you can maybe adapt. I wrote about that in my last newsletter. Okay, D is dominant. When you meet someone who's a high D, they want the bottom line. And if you don't get to it, their eyes start to get a little glassy because they just want the bottom line so they can get on with it. They're very strong when it comes to action, taking action, right? Many entrepreneurs and salespeople are high Ds.
Right.
A high I is also about action, but they tend to be a little bit more chatty. I stands for influential. And they love people, and they like to schmooze, and they have to be careful when they're hanging around with Ds because the Ds are like, okay, can you get to the point here?
Right.
Okay. And then the Ss are steady. They keep on ordering the same food at the same restaurant all the time. They go to their office and their home the same way every day. They like stability. They're grounded. They're people that you love in an organization. They show up on time. They're dependable. And we just love steady people. We all have our strengths. No one's better than the other. This is just a component. We all have all of these, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But some of us favor, as in the case of you, Adam.
Alan.
Right? Alan, I'm sorry, Alan. Alan is an ID, but his S and his C aren't. Like, he likes to be creative. I can tell he likes different things. He likes to be challenged, different colors and flavors. A steady, who's predominantly an S, is just very grounded.
Right.
Now, a C would be your CFO. A C is conscientious. You want someone who's a perfectionist when they operate on you. Surgeons, if they're good, are Cs. You want them to be precise.
So when we're going in to have surgery, we want them to take this DISC test. Tell the surgeon to go talk to Donna and have them take a DISC test and make sure that they're C and that they're not a S, right? S would probably be bad. Hey, what was that sandwich I had the other day? Oh, I cut the wrong thing. Hang on one second. You don't want
to leave the stuff inside the body. But,
right.
You know, but at the end of the day, we are all of these. But life experiences, and especially in the work world, DISC looks at how you operate in the work world. You know, I know for myself, I'm a high D, no kidding. I'm a high D, I, and my S and my C kind of fall off the page when I'm in a work environment, when I'm coaching. But when I'm kind of hanging out with my puppy and hanging out with my honey and my friends, my I is off the page. The D tends to kind of pale in comparison. So the DISC tends to look at how you are in the work world.
Cool. Yeah. So that's the second lane, and then there's two others.
Okay, and the other one, I'm a facilitator for a program called Get Clients Now. It's a 28-day program that is all about accountability. You identify your goals, and then you take action on those goals. And then as a coach, I kind of coach you through the roadblocks that inevitably will show up. And then in 28 days, you know, you hit the mark, and that's it. You might want to be filling up a class like a social media workshop,
right?
Or whatever your goal is. business.
Gotcha.
And so that is a very effective program, Get Clients Now. And then the last one is a result of going to the Applied Neuroscience Institute, and that's where Ray and I share a lot, because the Applied Neuroscience Institute looks at how the brain works. And your thoughts are like little clusters in the brain that become beliefs over time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those beliefs are not going to serve you, especially if you're not training the brain. And when you deposit new thoughts, particularly positive thoughts, grateful thoughts on a regular basis, and you play to your strengths, you can move mountains. And I think my observation is that when you're aware, and that's not always easy to be aware of our thoughts, right? But when your awareness button is turned on, then you can make much better decisions in business and in life. So I teach a 3-month course called Get Happy, Get Rich. And it's a resilience course. So people learn over time how to change the belief systems and make major, major shifts by being more positive.
Right. Good stuff.
Yep.
So tell us about this workshop. This is a collaboration between both of you guys. Tell us a little bit more about what it's involved and what do people get out of it.
Well, I wanna thank Ray for taking the initiative. He gets, the star that we got when we were 5 years old, plays well with others.
I still get those. So don't, yeah. My wife, every now and then I get a star. I'm like, thank goodness.
Isn't that great?
I feel so much better now.
Isn't that great? You know, I know. Yeah. We love it. I love it. And so he gets a whole bunch of gold stars for taking the initiative, for reaching out to me and coming up with this great idea, because he basically said, I've got the clients, you've got the expertise in social media, and we've got a lot in common as business coaches, so let's roll and collaborate. And that's how this whole thing came about. I have to tell you that the social media workshop is unlike anything anyone will ever experience, especially if they've attended teleclasses or, in your case, interviewed social media experts. Here's my observation. Let me know if you agree. When you interview folks, particularly social media experts, you hear about the applications. You hear about the statistics. How many people are on Facebook? Why you need to be there? All of that is important. But at the end of the day, are there action steps you can easily integrate into your life that'll give you exposure on the social media networks?
Right.
So you can continue to grow your business and attract collaborators, potential new clients, and create a community of folks that are going to keep on coming back to find out what John is up to today. What's going on? I mean, that's the key. How often do you walk away with a plan after you've interviewed a social media expert?
Well, interviewing, yeah, not never, I don't think.
Or even attended a workshop or a teleclass.
So the workshop is designed to walk away with action steps, right? This is, you do this, and then you do this. Instead of, well, here's some ideas you can take back and mull over, and 15 minutes when you leave the session, this will be gone, and life will be off and running again.
Exactly. People will have a social media strategy. It'll say, here's what you need to do on Monday. Here's what you need to do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
And here's the content that relates to your business that we've identified in this workshop that you can use. And here's the tool that you can use to automate your updates and schedule them out.
Mm-hmm.
You're all set to go. And then you can actually manage those new relationships and be very effective in using social media as a marketing tool.
So that's the primary focus of the workshop is utilizing social media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when is the workshop, when are you holding it?
Yep, it's going to be September 27th, the last Tuesday in September, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Wow, whole day, huh?
It's a full day, and Ray's going to host it, and I'll be presenting, and Ray's going to make sure people are going to be engaged and entertained and inspired, because he's great at that, and we're going to be also presenting sponsors. We've got 12 sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
We've got giveaways, including a website, a WordPress design website. Ray is going to be giving away great tools. He's got audio tapes on sales psychology and how to be more resilient in business, which is so key today. He'll be giving that away. I'll be giving away a social media strategy session. There, I mean, we can go on and on. We've got a lot of giveaways, but not only is that the fun part, but it's also another way for the sponsors to be seen,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to be building in a networking component. This is about social media, but it goes beyond that. It's really about relationships. So I'm going to live and kind of walk my talk, if you will, by making sure people are engaged at the event. And my wish is that not only are they going to walk away with a social media action plan they can implement the next day, with a tool they can use to automate it, with content that's meaningful to their business, but my guess is they're going to also walk away with new contacts and new prospects and maybe new clients because they've attended this event.
And who would this be good for? Is it only the entrepreneurs and the small business owners, or is it also helpful for people that maybe are working within a corporation that need to understand to be better with the whole social media within that organization?
Well, this is geared to entrepreneurs. And, you know, I always say, be really clear about your niche.
Yep.
This is geared to entrepreneurs. However, it's translatable to the person who's in between jobs. It's certainly applicable to the person who's kind of thinking, well, how do I use social media? I'm a sales rep for XYZ company.
Right.
It's time for me to get the show on the road. So that would also be great for that person as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where is it being held?
It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Select. And again, thank you for Ray, because he picked it out. And so we're great collaborators. And it's going to be off of Chambly, Dunwoody Road, off of 285.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to get to.
Yep.
It's going to be comfortable and fun. There's a restaurant on the premises. We've got it all covered up. And here's the fun part. Mm-hmm. One of our sponsors is an artist. She mm-hmm. creates these beautiful cakes that look like art designs. And they're delicious, too. It's called Choupan.
Nice.
And she's one of our sponsors, and our guests will be able to enjoy her goodies
nice.
While she's there.
It's like Cake Wars, right?
Yeah.
It's like going to competition with Cake Wars. Excellent.
That'd be fun. Good idea. I don't know how the Holiday Inn would feel about that, but it sure sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the cost to attend?
Okay, I'm going to offer a special to today's listeners. It's $200 at the door. We only have 10 seats left.
Okay.
So I highly encourage you to call me to reserve your seat. I'll give you the website as well, but my direct dial is 678-795-1410. Or you can go to my website, which is www.sm4e.com, which stands for Social Media for Entrepreneurs.
And that's the number four.
It's the number four. Thanks, Ray. And
nice,
so the special that I'm going to offer today is if you call me before Friday, and if we have seats left,
right.
You'll also get a full session with me one-on-one, plus a ticket to attend the social media event. That is a great opportunity.
What's the social media event? This?
Yes.
You're talking about this.
We're talking about this social media event. So for $149, you get to spend a full day with Ray and me and walk away with a social media action plan you can implement the next day. And if you call before Friday,
mm-hmm.
you also get to spend a full strategy session, a full 60 minutes strategy session with me. And that's limited to while supplies last, you know, while seats left, because we just have 10 seats available.
So it's 200 at the door, 149 if you call it.
If you call me, yes.
All right.
And you're also going to have a workbook that comes with the program. Is that right, Donna?
Yeah. Everyone's going to walk away with a workbook and all the details. And thank you for that. In the workbook, it will list all of the resources that I've used and continue to use that keep me smart about social media. You know, the Mari Smiths of the world, the Nick Umsworths of the world, the HubSpot.coms of the world. They're going to be tools and a lot of details for folks that really want to continue educating themselves about social media because it's changing all the time.
Now, if somebody wants to get in contact with you, Donna, directly, those numbers you gave before in that email, is that the best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, the phone number is 678-795-1410 is my direct dial. And the website for the social media is www.sm4e.com. Or you can go ahead and email me, Donna, at sm4e.com.
All right. Perfect.
I'd like to also mention, if you would mention your phone number, Ray, because people, I'm sure, are going to want to get in touch with Ray Barrett. So what's your phone number?
Sure. My number is 678-427-6176. That's 678-427-6176. And I just wanted to let people know, the reason why I initiated this training, is for one main reason: frustration. I am sick and tired of my clients and myself and people I bump into all the time being so frustrated with social media marketing. And the reason why that happens is, businesses are basically broken into two segments. You have big business and you have small business, right? The big businesses, they pay big bucks for people to do this for them. They have a marketing staff that get paid a lot of money to come up with the strategic plans, look at their market, look at their niche, and strategize how is it that they're really going to reach those people and make those connections, and then follow up on those connections in a consistent and clear way so that their customers are very clear. It's very clear to them in terms of what the business is offering, what they're about, and so forth, and how to connect with them. In small businesses, they don't have that. They don't have the budget. So this is the way small businesses work, let me tell you. And if you're listening to this and you're a business person, raise your hand or whatever it is that you want to do. Jump up if you resonate with this. You wing it. You say, I need to reach out to people. I need to be using social media marketing. Why? We all know it's the most powerful way now because you reach the most amount of people and it's personal referrals through the internet. And what happens? So they wing it. They come up with ideas, they try things, it's not consistent because they get frustrated and it's not working, or they hire someone to do their marketing, but they're not paying them the big bucks to do the strategizing. They're simply saying, okay, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. So it's unclear to the person that they're hiring to do the work what they're really wanting,
right?
And it's not consistent. So what this does is, in all the trainings out there, I've been to a lot of trainings, read a lot of books and so forth, and I'm still confused. So that's what happens. And it gives me a thought that I wonder, John, if the trainers don't want you to really have the tools, so you depend upon them. I wonder if that's what's happening. So I'm sick of it. So I want my clients to come to this workshop and get what they need to be successful, even though they're not big business.
Right. How do you really feel about this?
I'm frustrated, John. I'm frustrated. And I can't wait till we walk out of that room together as a group and we all have our plan with the workbook, with to-dos for the week, and I'm going to hear back from these people after they're finished with this in terms of their successes and how much more stress-free they are and clear they are on their marketing plan.
That was an awesome rant, and I think I'm going to do it.
You get one sold. We got one ticket right here.
Woo-hoo!
Right there.
Yay!
So if they can't make the 27th, do you guys have plans of doing any more of these?
Yeah, let me... I want to paint a broad brush stroke in answer to Ray's frustration, because he makes a very good point. A lot of the workshops out there leave you with a lot of data, and it's like a core dump, but they don't really leave you with a next step. And I'm a high D, which is really great in DISC, because I want to give you the bottom line so you will be equipped. And I'm so excited about that. The social media campaign has four pieces to it. And a lot of folks out there are kind of throwing all that stuff against the wall. I wanted to take the most important piece first. I teach three other pieces as part of the social media strategy, but the first piece is a strategic plan, what to do. The second piece, which we couldn't possibly teach in that day, has to do with how to really romance LinkedIn and Facebook, how to really drill down and understand how to get the most out of Facebook and LinkedIn. That is a tactical piece of the whole plan. That's step two. And step three is how to automate it. There are lots of automation tools, lots of different ways to use them. I'm going to go much, much deeper into how to use tools like Hootsuite and Ping FM in that segment. And then the last segment is called The Art of Engagement. It's like we're getting married. It's the art of engagement. That's where social media kisses communication, because you want to keep on coming back, right? The puppy
right,
dog
right.
clothes.
Yeah.
So those are the four pieces of the whole social media campaign. The piece that I am teaching, the most important one, and this is really the foundation, is the strategic piece, the action plan. I'll be doing that again. And for folks at the event who might need to go a little deeper, I'll also be offering a follow-up program that they can be made aware of. So thank you for asking that question.
Okay, yeah. No problem. Well, guys, I appreciate your time and coming in. Donna, Ray, we appreciate your enthusiasm on the topic. It sounds like a great event that you're going to have, and wonderful to learn about about both of your businesses, and certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
No
Thanks
problem.
A lot, Jen.
So to our listeners, we appreciate you signing in. Until next week, be safe.
John Baker is a certified financial planner with a Master's of Science in Personal Financial Planning. Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. owns the certification mark CFP, Certified Financial Planner, TM and CFP, and in the U.S., which it awards to individuals who successfully complete the CFP Board's initial and ongoing certification requirements. John Baker offers financial planning and securities through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA. SIPC, located at 1050 Crown Point Parkway, Suite 1675, Atlanta, Georgia 30338. This program is for information purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of or offer to buy or offer to sell securities or investment advisory services. Information in this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which are believed to be reliable. We do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. When considering any registered security products, seek a prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional regarding any specific situation. We'll be right back.